Well, joining me now is Usama Dakdak. Usama's been a guest on the program many times, as I already said in tonight's show. He was born and raised in Egypt. He was never a Muslim. His daddy actually planted Christian Baptist churches all over Egypt. And he cannot return to his homeland. He would not make it out of the airport. He would be arrested immediately. He would probably be killed, certainly imprisoned. So he has come to America. He's been here for years and years. He speaks fluent Arabic, has translated the Quran into perfect English so that it can't be whitewashed so you can see the truth. And he has a new book out. Usama, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brandon. It's my joy to be with you and all your wonderful audience.
Well, you've got a brand new book out. What is the title of your new book?
The name of the book, actually, it is volume 2 of Exposing the Truth About Jihad. And this one is called Unholy War in the Quran. Well, Unholy War in the Quran.
Okay. We can go to a screenshot of it here, Logan, if you want to. He's got it in his hand. I got the, looks like the PDF that exposing the truth about the Quran, exposing the truth about jihad, about jihad. And I'm just going to scroll through just a little bit of it so people can see the contents. And we'll get into some of this tonight. The origin of jihad, the house of peace and the house of war, peace or submission, Muslim terrorism in the West, Islam, its relationship with Jews and Christians, the deception of CARE, that'd be the Council of American Islamic Relations, which is really Muslim Brotherhood, militant Christians, fact or fiction, according to Muslims of the West, jihad according to Muslims of the West, true understanding of jihad, and then you've got some other chapters here that are all about jihad in the Quran. Boy, you got a lot of those. This is a rather lengthy book. Over 370 pages, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, here is the truth, Brennan. Maybe people always ask, why did you decide to write this book? It's very, very simple. I was actually as a caller on Sean Hannity's show, and another gentleman was there who is very famous. We have his own show now on Fox News. You know him, the Jewish brother. What's his name? I'm trying to remember his name. Fox News.
Oh, you're talking about Mark Levin.
Mark Levin. I'm trying to remember his name. I couldn't remember his name. And I was talking with him, and I mentioned jihad in the Bible, jihad in the Quran, and he said, it's the same. We do have the same thing in the Bible. The Bible.
Wait a minute. Mark Levin? Mark Levin said that?
Yes, indeed.
Mark Levin is that uneducated about the Quran and jihad and wanted to compare it to, we have the same thing in the Bible?
Well, because obviously he is not a Christian or a Jew to understand why there was killing in Judaism. So anyway, that was a good 4.5 years ago, and he hung up on me. Immediately after he hung up on me, I said, I have to write 2 books. And that's what I did. In volume 1, which is this book, Hold My Hand, I talked about the killing in the Bible. And if we have time, I would like to share a little bit about it. And then I moved to jihad in the Quran and the killing in Islam. And there are huge differences between killing in the Bible and killing in the Quran. As a matter of fact, if you look at the back of my cover, I tell a story, and I hope that when people get this book, read the story, because that story will help you out to understand the difference, the huge differences between the killing in the Bible and the killing in Islam or in the Quran. Let me tell the story, if you don't mind, Brandon, quickly. I said, imagine with me, if a gentleman who's driving a car, he's going too fast, maybe the speed limit is 25, he's going 60 or 70, and he's literally killing people in the streets right and left. And the police driving behind him, trying to do everything they can to stop this maniac from turning left on Main Street where there's be more people, he'll be killing lots of people. Because the police could not stop him, a cop left up his gun and he shot a bullet in his head and he's dead. Now, use your imagination one more time. Another policeman using the same gun, using the same bullet, killing another person. But that person was going with the speed limit. He stopped at the red light. He stopped at the stop sign. He was a signal light turn right and left. He following all the rules, and there's not anything wrong. And that man, before he turned on Main Street, the policeman shot him and killed him, one bullet and killed him. Now, let's take these two policemen and put them before a judge. How the judge will judge the first policeman who killed the crazy guy who's killing people right and left and going over speed, maybe drunk or whatever. The judge will consider the first policeman to be a hero. They will reward him. They will make a big deal about how this man saved many people's lives on Main Street. But the judge will look at the second policeman and he say, he's criminal, he's guilty, and he must be put to death because he killed an innocent person. And that is exactly the difference between the killing in the Bible and the killing in the Quran. Because in the Bible, it's a justifiable killing. And it's very simple. As you go throughout the Old Testament, and we talked about that in my volume one, you see that God killed all the people of the world. Literally, he performed jihad with water in Noah's flood because the people were living in sin. And the Bible is very clear. The wages of sin is death. That's why he brought death to all the earth. He actually ordered, he burned five cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, because of their sin. He ordered Joshua and Moses before him and many kings to perform jihad, holy war, to kill people for their sins. And notice, Brandon, most liberals and Muslims love to go to the Bible and look at the passages where Jewish killing Palestinians, Jewish killing Amorites, Jewish killing the original people of the land. But they will never look at passage where Jewish killed Jewish, where God gives the order. Yes, go and find them and kill them. Why? Because of their sins. Throughout the Bible, the wages of sin is death. That's why we see in God's grace and God's mercy throughout the Old Testament, he gave escape, he gave a way out, which is when the Jewish people were offering sacrifices to die as a substitute for the people's sin. If there's obviously true repentance, because there are many cases in the Bible where God rejected the Jewish sacrifices. But all this ended in the New Testament, where we see Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, taking our place on the cross. And that was, I call in my volume one, the holy, holy jihad, the most holy jihad. Why? Because the love of God met with the justice of God on the cross when Jesus died to take our place, and he died as a substitute for the sin of the world, for only those who will believe in him and accept him. I don't believe in your universalism where everybody can be saved. No, only those who accept Christ, they'll be saved. Death is a just punishment for sin. Now, you move to the Quran now, and that's what I talk about in volume two, jihad, unholy war in the Quran. You see that Allah, who is not God, ordering Muhammad, who is not a prophet, who's simply a very sinful man. And you see this in this book. Muhammad was not more or less than a child molester, sex offender, prophet pretender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a thug, a terrorist. That's who Muhammad is, according to the word of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith and his Sunnah. That's how Muhammad lived to prove to us that he was a sinful man. Allah, his God, who is Satan, ordered Muhammad to kill who? The sinful people, no. They kill the Christians. Why? Because they believe that Jesus is God Almighty who came in the flesh, died on the cross, and rose again. That's exactly what the wicked cop did to kill an innocent person who did nothing wrong. He obeyed all the rules. That is, and by the way, as you read in this book, you'll see that Muslim followers of Muhammad, like Abu Bakr Siddiq, first successor, first Khalifa, he said he would love to kill Jews and Christians more than anybody else. So it's not about killing people who not submit to Islam. It's about killing people just because they're Christians, just because they're Jews. And you see this throughout all, as I said, in my book, in these 370 pages.
So have you sent a copy, a signed copy of part one and part two of this book to Mark Levin to get him up to speed?
Absolutely. I'll be honored to do so.
Yeah, please do. Where can people get a copy of the book, by the way?
It's available on our website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. It's available on Amazon until Amazon will remove it, because I don't think that book will be on Amazon for a long time. All it takes is just some Muslims complain, and the book will be removed. It is, I believe, the best book I have ever wrote. I wrote five books and two more small booklets and many articles. This is the best book. It literally took me 2.5 years to put it on print, because I have to make sure that everything I put in it is accurate. Same thing I did with my Quran, by the way. If you remember when we worked on my Quran, it took me 4 years to put that book out, because I don't want Muslims to find one error in any of the verses, in any of my translations, say, this man is a liar. And I challenge Muslims. They call this translation, by the way, the evil translation of the Quran. I said, wow, this is an evil translation. Why don't you do Allah a favor, do Muhammad a favor, do the Muslim people a favor, do the stupid American people who have not read that book yet, the Democrats and the liberals and all those who follow them, do all of these people a favor, sue me. If this is not accurate translation, why can't you sue me? Obviously, they will not sue me because, trust me, Brennan, the day they will sue me, they will make me famous, and we'll be selling millions of these books, and it will be too late for the Muslim to turn the ship around. They will be out of America.
And, the, so, and what you're saying is that the reason you translated the Quran into perfect English was so the American people could see and what's really in it, because most of your translations today that you buy at most of your bookstores have been whitewashed, right?
For example, Brennan, this is a book about jihad. I'm reading in that book literally 73 verses. These are the chapters which you will go through them. Verses inside the Quran, 73 verses which talk about war, W-A-R. The interpretation of Muslim scholars to these verses, I use Al-Tabari and Ibn Kathir in that book. The interpretation of these 73 verses, all of them said, war here is performing jihad. Now, there are 26 verses in that book, 26 verses, and these talk about jihad. Now, you open the other English translator of the Quran, you'll never find the word jihad. It's not there. They actually translated to struggle, strive, whatever other words they use for it. And then when you even go, as your last guest you have on your show, they are doing a great job in our public schools by telling our children that jihad, and I talked about that in my new book as well, that jihad is struggle to do good. Boys and girls, for you to be a good Muslim jihadi is to study very hard and get A's and B's. For mom to perform jihad in Islam is to keep the house clean and take care of the dad and fix good food. For dad to perform jihad in Islam is to work hard, provide the money which mama need to buy the food, and everybody will be happy. That is jihad. Excuse me. Let me read to you what jihad said, as I put in my book, in the book of the Reliance of the Traveler, that is session 09.0. Jihad means to war against non-Muslims. Excuse me, what? Jihad means to war against non-Muslims. Listen to why. To establish the religion of Islam. I mean, this is a book written 1,200 pages, The Reliance of the Traveler. We use it in our book as well to point what jihad is.
Well, let me just stop right there. Let me stop you right there, because for those, they're alumni, they'll know. But The Reliance of the Traveler is a big, thick, like a phone book. It's a green book, hardcover green book, the one I've had.
1,200 pages.
And it is recognized by all kinds of Islamic scholars as being how an Islamic person or Islamists should live, right? A Muslim
sure.
should live.
It is the blueprint for the Muslim in America, which they are marching on. That book has been Brandon put in English over 30 years ago, literally. And so far, our legislators did not bother to look at. If I would know any of our legislator would read it, I will personally buy it and give it to him. Because I promise you, he will be one of the two. He will stand up and rise to stop the immigration of Muslims to America, and it's a propaganda vetting. I can talk about it for a minute if you don't mind. Or he will be a coward, and he will put his face between his legs, and he will let the Muslim continue to come to America. But if you found any legislator who cannot afford to buy that book, I will personally buy it and give it to send it to their office, because it's very important for the American people to know what Muslims' agenda for America. As a matter of fact, we have a chapter in the end of that book where I talk about the long strategic goal for Muslim Brotherhood in America. Very important chapter. And if the American people will not realize what they're doing, the Muslims are marching on to take over America, while we, the American, open our arm and hug them and kiss them and please come. 120,000 from Afghanistan. They are Muslim believers. None of them said he left Islam. And they say vetting. You know what is a vetting, Brennan? They will ask, and I talked about that maybe in one of your speaking engagements years ago. Maybe, I don't know, 18 years ago. And I said, when they vet the Muslims, as Obama told us, they asked him, are you a member of Taliban? No, I'm not. Okay. Are you a member of ISIS? No, I swear to Allah, I'm not. Are you planning to join any jihadi groups like Al-Qaeda in the near future? No, I hate them. May Allah's curse be on them. I hate them, radical Muslims. I'm a good, loving, peaceful Muslim. Okay, come on into America. That's how dumb our intelligence to vet the Muslims. You know what? How I vet them? I ask a question. Are you a Muslim? Yes. You believe in the Quran? Yes. You believe in Muhammad? Yes. You're not welcome in America. Why? Because I know what Allah and Muhammad taught the Muslim in that book here concerning beheading the American Christians, Jews, and gay and lesbian and everybody else in this country. And I'm amazed, Brennan, because so far in America, I see the liberals are used as useful idiots, no more or less than useful idiots. And they think by reaching out to the Muslims, bringing to America in the hundreds of thousands, they will vote for them and they will continue in power, not knowing when the Muslims continue to come to America in the near future, when they will have the upper hand. Quran 47:35, Allah said, do not be weak, call for peace when you have the upper hand. I talk about that in my book as well.
Let me stop you right there and get one clarification. You and I have a mutual friend, Shahram Haidian. Haidian's daddy fled. He was a high-ranking Iranian military officer. He fled Iran 6 weeks before the fall of the Shah because he said, I'm not raising my family under Sharia, under Islamic law. And he was a beer-drinking, pork-eating Muslim. His mother died not too long ago. She was also Muslim, but these people refused to live under Sharia. Again, his daddy was a pork-eating, beer-drinking Muslim. These are not the people you're talking about. You're talking about the Islamist that reads the Quran and is actually practicing it and following what's being Muslim. Taught.
Sure. Well, Brandon, here's the deal. Muslims are two. They're Muslim by names, and they are real Muslims. Real Muslims. Now, the Muslim by names is like people say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Baptist. I said, what church you go to? Oh, the church downtown. I said, with Pastor Tom. Yeah. Well, that's my church. When is the last time you were there? 10 years ago. He couldn't remember he was there 10 years. And he's a Baptist and he's a Christian. Okay? These are Muslim by name. Now, there are real Muslims who practice Islam. They don't have to know Islam. Because if you think about it, the Taliban members, 100%, are Muslim jihadis. They know everything I talk about in this book, and they practice it. And none of them can speak two words in Arabic. They don't know the Quran, but they know what the leader said, go and do, and they're going to do, including bombing themselves. They are worshiping Allah, Satan, who desire nothing but to kill and to destroy and to steal. That's why they're here in America. They're not here in America because they love this country. We got plenty of videos we can talk about in the future. We show Muslim coming from Somalia, Muslim coming from Iraq or Syria or Afghanistan, and the first thing they want is how to make America a Muslim country. Literally, last week, I was in Wisconsin, and we got two Muslims from Afghanistan. They just landed in Wisconsin. One molested a little girl, and the other one struggled his wife. Strangled her. Now,
This is at Fort McCoy,
yes,
there in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Now, listen to what happened just 3 days ago. Another man with his wife, who is wearing the hijab, so she obviously looked like a Muslim, talked to some other people, say, well, we need to have some halal food. Do you know anybody who would make kosher meat, who kill us kosher meat, sheep or goats, because we're Jews? Excuse me. My friends who saw them are not that stupid. No Jewish lady wears the hijab like a Muslim lady. They are Afghani Muslims searching for places where there's kosher meat. One of the two things, because they love to practice Sharia in America, eat halal meat, or they're searching for a Jew who are living with the kosher style lifestyle, it was a Jewish Jew, to kill them, to perform jihad, killing some Jews in Wisconsin. It is so evil, Brandon. It's so wicked. But the American people so far have no clue what Muslims believe and what is the real meaning of jihad. And I hope and I pray that people will get that book. If you have not get my first book, which is Jihad in the Bible, Holy War, it's a wonderful book, and I would love everybody to read it. But this is more important than Volume 1. And I believe both volumes are set as a set as well, a little bit cheaper. We pay the shipping for people to get them. But
thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. I'll plug your website for you, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. So a while ago, you were quoting from The Reliance of the Traveler, and I interrupted you because I wanted people to realize you weren't quoting from some book you wrote. You were quoting from a book that's 1,200 pages that is documented and actually has a seal. If you go through the pages, they actually have the stamp and the seal.
There is not one Muslim imam in America who did not study that book.
Correct.
All Muslim imam know it, believe it, and they were practicing in America, even though you see many of them wearing suits and ties and talk so nicely, so loving with some of our Christian friends. That book, Brandon here, I don't have one word out of my head. It is the verses of the Quran about war. It is the verses of the Quran about jihad. It's interpretation by Muslim scholars and how Muhammad practiced that book and how Muslims are planning to practice that book in America. Even when I put in the last chapter the long strategic goal for Muslim Brotherhood in America, I was copying what the Muslim wrote by their own hands in America for the future of our children, our grandchildren. It is very wicked. It's so evil. If you know that CARE and ISNA and MSA, their certain jihad organization, which I list them name by name in that book, they believe that the day will come and the American people, the infidels, and the Muslim believers will sabotage this country. They will destroy this country and they will replace our constitution with Sharia, Islamic law, which is what I talk about in that book. And it's all their handwritings. I would love for CARE to sue me for what I put in that book, because you know what? I point to their writings. Or any person in America, I point to their writing. I'm talking about Muslims. I do not have any thought here, except I'm opening the teaching of the Quran concerning jihad, which is unholy war. I know Muslims complain about call it holy war. I said, I will never call killing in Islam a holy. It is unholy because it is unjustifiable killing. You're killing people because they're Christians by wicked hands, evil hands like Muhammad himself.
All right, thestraightway.org. I could keep you on. I'll get you back on to go through more of it. I want to have you back on maybe in a week or so, talk about terrorism in the West. I want to talk about the deception of CARE, the Council on Islamic Relations. I want to talk about Muslims, victims of hate or discrimination, ? But in conclusion, because I have one other thing I have to cover related to a class action lawsuit that just got filed. We are reporting tonight we're just playing what NBC is reporting. They're reporting in the month of October alone, 400,000 illegal immigrants will come pouring over our border. I think the number is probably closer to a million. If they're saying 400,000, you can probably double it. How many Islamists are using this as a Trojan horse? We are also hearing Laura Logan warning about bioweapons being slipped over our border. So what are your thoughts about this in regard to the war on America through Islam?
Let me put it this way. For the liberals who always talk about the Haitians, they talk about the Mexican. I'm sorry, there are 120 countries are involved in these groups. When you think about it, there are 57 Muslim countries. We got Muslims from Yemen. We got Muslim from Afghanistan, from Pakistan. We got Muslim from Egypt. We got Muslim from Somalia. We got Muslim from Kenya. We got Muslim from Morocco in the border, on our border coming in. So don't tell me it is just a good Catholic friends coming from South America. I would love all South America to come to America. I'm not kidding you. But if you think about the number of Muslims who are coming to America, even the 110,000, 120,000, which we brought from Afghanistan. And I'll say about it, here's the truth. We did not force these people who work for us to translate for us. They were making more salary in one day working for us to translate for our soldiers than what they make in the whole months. So if they work a week, it's good than a whole year. They made good money. There is no saying such as, well, since he translates for us, we're going to bring him here. And by the way, we're going to bring their wife and their children. And by the way, we're going to bring their cousins and their moms and dad, their nephew and nieces and the whole neighborhood. If we will allow the Democrat to do that, there will be at least 2 million Muslims coming from Afghanistan alone. Trust me. And I know for sure, as I talk to many American soldiers who serve in Afghanistan, that some of these guys who translate for us were working for the Taliban while they were translating for us, and they caused so many lives. And sadly, neither the media or our military will talk about it because they don't want to bring chaos. So the 110,000, 120,000 came to America already. I guarantee you 20, 30% of them are Muslim Brotherhood, or Muslim ISIS, or Muslim Al-Qaeda, or Muslim Taliban. They're all working together, Brandon. They are very united while we are here in America, very divided. Republican against Democrat, white against black, rich against poor, exactly as Obama planted it 12 years ago. This is the destruction of America. We will be destroyed from within by bringing Muslims to America who will someday perform jihad in America to end the existence of this great country. Sadly, most of us do not know how many Muslims are in America illegal. As I always said, show me one politician, Republican or Democrat, mentions the word illegal and the word Muslim in one sentence. We talk about these 12 million Mexican or South American illegal in America. How many million Muslim illegally are right now in America? Plus, how many of them coming through the border every day? Plus, how many of them we bring by our hands because we're vetting them, asking these silly, stupid questions? Are you a member of a jihad organization or are you planning to join one? Do you think a Muslim jihadi was willing to die? He's willing to give up his life to kill a bunch of Jew or Christian Americans. Will tell our smart, intelligent, who's questioning them, vetting them, yeah, I'm thinking about joining ISIS. Yeah, okay, don't come to America. Really? Are really that stupid? Brandon, this is exactly what happened. Every time I go to the post office to send a package, people, sometimes my secretary doesn't want to do it. I take books and a button box, and the lady or the guy in the post office asked me the question, do you have any liquid in this box? And I said, no. Do you have? I said, think with me. If I am, I look like a Muslim guy. Of course, I look like a Muslim guy. I'm a Middle Eastern guy. I speak funny as you hear me. If I have a bomb, sir or ma'am, in this box here, if I have a bomb, do you think I'm going to tell you, oh, I'm sorry, by the way, I put a bomb in this box. Let me take the bomb out. Of course, I'm going to tell you, no, I don't have chemical in the box. I don't have a bomb in the box. Logic, Brandon, we're not using logic anymore in this country. We're becoming a cuckoo in our head.
Absolutely. All right. So, folks, check out Exposing the Truth About Jihad. That's his volume 2. You'll find volume 1 as well, but volume 2 just came out. You'll find it at thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. I'll get you back. We'll keep going through some of this. This is a good little warm-up right here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
As always, Usama.
It is my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Appreciate you, brother.
You too, brother.